Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live, on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's up and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio Network, honey, which boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, over 14, count of 14 DRT tracking radio stations with 25 or more, chart nationally charting top independent artists. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, we got a good treat for you, baby, because right now we got somebody that's hot, that's doing their own thing and leading their own way. Mr. Cam Underground, baby, do I got you in the building?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Miss A? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good now that I got you online. Now, we're going to hop right into it because I ran my ear across a couple of your joints, you feel me? And I was feeling them from the Muhammad Ali to the Delbert Blair. My favorite one is the Amos Wilson. But we're here to talk about that Marcus Garvey hit. And I'm going to need you to go ahead and tell my people who you are, what you do, and explain that joint right there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's good to hear. I'm Cam Underground. We put this tape together called Fish Out of Water and put it out for my label called University of Rap. But the song Marcus Garvey, like you said, it was hard to even choose that one to put out there because, like you said, I mean, it's a lot of good tracks on there. But mm-hmm. we pretty much just wanted to make an effort to raise the consciousness in the black community and contribute to hip hop. Like as you can see, most of the titles on there are names of black people who we feel have sacrificed and made significant contributions for our people. So, you know, whether it be through education or political influence, you know, they stood for something greater than themselves, which takes a tremendous amount of courage. So we just wanted to pay our respect to them, but also in hopes that anybody who listens to the tape, they might see the titles and be influenced to find out who these people were if they didn't know who they were already.
Now, I love that about you, and I usually hashtag I love my kings because it is so many. There are so many black men out here right now that are stepping up to make sure that they are sharing knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and making sure that they are trying to find different ways to grasp, you know, people to want to find out for themselves, to want to do some research, to want to find, you know, go that extra mile. So hats off to you with that, you know what I'm saying, and keeping on, you know, track with, you know, your messages, your messages are definitive in their own right, you know what I'm saying, by what you're saying in your lyrics. But what fuels your lyrics?
You know, I'd probably say it's just my against-the-grain attitude just towards life. You know, I don't really move, you know, like a lot of people do or kind of fit in with societal norms. So I kind of always been like an outcast in that sense. So, you know, writing my raps is just a way of getting things off my chest and expressing myself. And other than that, I'd probably say I just like the original hip-hop culture. You know, there's kind of like two different sides of hip-hop these days. And I just like to be straight up in your face, hip-hop, just straight lyrics. And that's just kind of what I like to do.
Right. Well, you definitely can tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love your style. I love what you got going on in your music. Y'all need to check my boy out. Now, make sure y'all slide on over to twitter.com/KAMUNDERGROUND, baby. Then I'm going to need y'all to hop, skip, and jump over to instagram.com/1NATIONUNDERKAM/honey. Make sure you check in for him on Spotify because that's where I found all them joints out. But show for show, y'all need to get up on that Amos Wilson, baby. And if you don't like that spot, don't even listen to that Muhammad Ali. You feel me? I'm going to need y'all to get up on it because he's doing great things out here. So make sure you're following him. He'll follow you back. Now, I wanted you to talk to my people because closed mouths don't never get fed, and I always say that, you know what I'm saying? And when people do interviews, they neglect to talk about what they are personally needing, you know what I'm saying, for themselves, for their brand, for their campaign, you know what I'm saying? gonna leave that out at all. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my people, the supporters, the fans, you know what I'm saying, the people that are really just gonna put their all into the music, that are looking for some good music, about what you need.
Oh, well, I just need people to follow me. I just need people to listen to the music and understand what we represent, because, you know, it's really bigger than just me rapping over a beat. Like, you know, hip hop is just, it's a whole big culture, and it's a lot deeper than just words over a beat. So, you know, we're trying to influence people and also give back to the community. So it's very important that we get our youth to understand certain things, certain concepts, and then, you know, hopefully we can make a way for the future.
No doubt. Now, do you have any, like, upcoming shows, you know what I'm saying, that you want some people to come down to? Because, like, I'm telling y'all, my people, y'all need to go check my boy Cam Underground out, you feel me? And then get with him on one of his shows, get with him on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Follow this man. He is doing great things. Like, is there any shows, any videos, any new developments that you got coming out that we should be looking for?
Not yet. I don't have any shows currently booked or anything like that. I'm working on that as we speak. Because I'm actually, because the Fish Out of Water project was a collaboration with me and my partner, and I'm pretty much just trying to put the finishing touches on my solo album. So, I mean, that's going to be coming soon, probably late spring, and I'm going to probably drop a couple singles before then. So that's pretty much it right now, and I might do a few videos for those, but as of right now, I don't really have any shows at the moment.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have any, like, new videos that are coming out, old videos you want people to catch up on, you know what I'm saying? Because what's old to you is always new to somebody else, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
talk to us about any
of
that stuff you got.
No, I don't have anything. We just started. Like, we just put the project together and put it out, and we just kind of going from there. So we haven't even done any music videos for any of the music yet.
Okay. Well, that being said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the joint you got now. I can't wait for the new stuff to come out. Are you looking to do any collaborations as far as rapping-wise, you know, videography, photography, you know what I'm saying? Are you looking to network, and what do you need on that aspect?
Of course, yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to work with me, I'm definitely willing and open to do so. And, yeah, photography, photo shoots, I do have something coming up in February. But as of right now, that's really it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need all my people up there that's trying to get that W-E-R-K to hit my boy up. Do you mind if I give them your email address? My guy.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yes, definitely. Y'all ready to get that work? Y'all make sure y'all check him out on Spotify. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on Twitter. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Get at him at KLASSITER07@gmail.com and put it down for my man. You feel me? Make sure you get in with him. Make sure you checking him out first. For all y'all venues, for all y'all people that's looking to get some things in your independent films, I'm going to need y'all to check for him. You dig? Make sure y'all check it for my boy. Make sure you're streaming, downloading, commenting on everything. How do we know you there if you're not commenting, baby? We're trying to get this young man to do more out here. So make sure y'all checking for him. You dig? So I always ask this, you know what I'm saying, of every artist that comes on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, because we have a lot of people that listen for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of times it's the youth, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them want to get into this business not knowing exactly what they're getting into, you know what I'm saying? They see all that glitter and all that gold, and they don't know, and some of that is, you know what I'm saying, gold-plated. So talk to them about what it really takes, you feel, to get out here and what to watch out for.
Well, that's a good question. You know, what it takes to get out here. I mean, you definitely have to have confidence, and you definitely have to believe in yourself, because a lot of people, they might not necessarily see your passion, or they might not necessarily agree with it. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're bad people or anything, but, you know, if you talk to them, they might try to discourage you from following your dreams, because they just don't really know what your passion is in the music game. But also, like, what to watch out for. There's always just people who may not have your best interest at heart. You know, it's a crazy game. You know, it's a lot of a lot of different characters and a lot of different personalities and people who might try to take advantage of you. But, you know, you just got to stick to your guns and believe in yourself and just keep putting out. I think consistency is really key also. As long as you can just keep putting out great music and great work and, you know, put your best foot forward, then, you know, things will start looking in the right direction for you.
Most definitely, most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all get when my boy came underground, you know what I'm saying? He's out here making a move all his own, carving his own lane, so I'm going to need y'all to get with him and ride with that, you feel me? Make sure y'all checking him out again on his Twitter at KAMUNDERGROUND. Make sure you hopping and skipping and jumping on over to Instagram.com or that One Nation Under Cam, you feel me? Then check him out on Spotify with all the joints, all the hits of his new joint. You feel me? Make sure y'all checking him out on all the DRT radio stations that are currently running, because baby, he out here doing it big. You know your girl don't gasp. So I want to give you a chance real quick to shout out all your people, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of the time without no them, there is no you, and without no you, there is no them. So you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to go ahead and show them some love and give them a couple shout outs.
Yeah. I definitely want to shout out my man, Oba St. Kofa. You know, he's my partner on my rap label. So he's actually out in Philadelphia right now. He's got a after-school program for the youth out there. And they're basically doing a different form of education and teaching through hip-hop. So it's a great opportunity for young people to get involved in and try a different, or just basically look at a different perspective on learning. And that's really about it.
I want to give a shout out to your man. What's his name? Oba St. Kofa?
Oba St. Kofa, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you, my man. Bim, 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 bim. But doing it big with my man here, Cam Underground. I want to thank everybody for listening to your girl on the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio, honey, and your boy Kim Underground. Y'all know young girls are small fish in a big pond, and after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So make sure you get in with my man. If you don't remember where he at, take this and run it back. You feel me? Make sure you get in with him on everything. Make sure you following him because he will follow you back. If you're looking for that work, you know where to find him, baby. This has been your girl one more time, LeJay, baby, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio. We're going to say deuces, and we're going to see you on the flip side, honey, one time.